passage this morning can be found in Hebrews, continuing on our faith in action journey. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for this moment which is not about you, this moment which is all about you. We thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy, and for this preaching time. Hide me behind the cross, and let our hearts be open to receive. In Christ's name we do pray. And all of God's people said, amen. So I'm going to try this morning. Good morning, beautiful people of God.
Good morning.
What was that? Can we do that one more time? Yes. Okay. Let's pretend like it didn't happen. Good morning, beautiful people of God. Wonderful, wonderful. I pray that our worship has just opened your heart to receive God's word this morning. Thank you for leading us in such a way where our hearts and our minds and our souls are open for God. I have grown to love telling stories, little stories. And last week was my birthday. I couldn't get to everyone, but I wanted to take this moment to thank you all for the birthday gifts, the well wishes, the jokes, the flowers, the gags, but most of all, the love. It was not a milestone birthday, but I am not far off. A few days later, Facebook was gracious enough to share a photo that was taken 10 years ago. See how they do that? Almost to the day. It was a birthday party my family had planned for me. And there was a picture that depicted my parents in a loving embrace. 1 month later, my mom passed away. And next month will be a decade since we said goodbye. Actually, I said to her, see you later, and I love you, as I watched her spirit leave her body. Our Faith in Action series throughout the week has me reflecting, and it clarified for me that my mother is among the great cloud of witnesses that are spoken of in Hebrews, that she has gone before us. See, she was a woman who struggled with her health, learned to live by faith and not by sight. And through love, grace, and scripture, she instilled in us as her children and her grandchildren what we touched upon, that our faith in Jesus Christ is an expression of our love and trust for God. That our faith is the ability to acknowledge that God is there even in the invisible. That our faith calls us to be rich toward God. This morning, our passage invites us to lay aside every weight, the things that are heavy and burdensome, and every weight, the ability to delay an action that hinders us from doing something before something else happens. as Hebrews continues to challenge us to grow deeper in our faith and in our trust in Christ, this series has me thinking about my family. My dad tells a story that when I was a little girl, there was always around 10 girls playing in our yard. I was that child. He said we would screech and squeal, laugh and have fun. And out of all the little girls, he could only hear me. One day he pulled me aside and he said, "Sheila, how come out of all the little girls in the yard, I can only hear you?" He says, I looked at him with my big eyes and I just shrugged my shoulders. He responded by saying, "I pray and have faith that God will use that voice of yours." In the midst of a father being bombarded with the sound of 10 little girls playing in the yard and only hearing one, faith is seeing the invisible and God at work. So today, before we continue to explore, my prayer for each of you is that through your faith, God will use that voice of yours. I pray throughout the week that you remember your faith is not a generality nor an assumption. I pray you recall your faith is a mystery connected to your courage and your hope. I pray you acknowledge we have an internal but invisible goal to bring Christ to people and people to Christ. That we focus on Hebrews 12, verse 1 and 2, our lectionary passage actually begins at Hebrews 11, verses 29 through 40. And as a series, we see vignettes of by faith statements depicting the miracles of God. See, these stories are about one's faith, and they can be attributed to a decision, a season of life, a time of endurance, or an act of justice. See, verses 29 through 31 dip into the story of salvation history. The Old Testament references remind us that by faith the people passed through the Red Sea as if it were dry land. But when the Egyptians attempted to do so, they were drowned. Verse 30 reminds us by faith the walls of Jericho, after they had been encircled for 7 days, fell. Verse 31 tells us by faith Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient because she had received the spies in peace. The recollection of the Old Testament people reminds us of those who were shut in the mouths of lions, who conquered kingdoms, who were mocked and imprisoned, who knew of the miracles of God and yet encouraged them to reach back and remember in that moment that God was calling them and God is calling us to continue in the faith with perseverance, with endurance, and with joy. See, the Gospel of Luke in our Hebrews text have me recalling the stories of my faith and my own ancestors, and I pray it is the same for you. They have me recalling how my parents and siblings invited families experiencing homelessness to our Thanksgiving table. Recalling how we served and opened our homes and extra bedrooms to people in need. I guess I miss them just a little bit, and I'm hoping they don't hear this because they may all just show up. See, this journey through faith in action not only gives us the what and the why, but also the how. You should know by now that I like to hover just a little bit over an area of our text. verse 1, chapter 12, after encouraging us that we are not alone and that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses whose presence and stories remain a strong influence in our lives, allows us to stay in this place. The text then says, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us. When I saw this passage, this lectionary text, I said, really, within the first 60 days of my time here, I have to talk about money and sin? Is this a joke? But see, we're being called through God's grace to lay aside every weight, every heavy burden that may show up like anger, unforgiveness, fear, or anxiety. We're being called to lay aside every weight that may show up like feelings of guilt or self-doubt. The text also implies to lay aside every weight, W-A-I-T. A delayed action until something else happens. You know the phrase. I will wait to start, ... when, ... happens. I will wait to serve. I will wait to connect. I will wait to give. I will wait for all these things until a need is met. We are to lay those things aside and see the invisible. See, the author is challenging and inspiring us through our faith in action journey to lay aside the sin that ensnares us and entangles us. See, sin in this passage is depicted in a singular form. Sin is not defined here as a list of acts or deeds that get us into trouble for which we are to be blamed. Sin in this passage isn't actually defined at all. See, sin in this verse is subjective. It's where you and God define what entangles you or ensnares you or hinders you from running the race that is marked out by God for each of us. Is it greed? Is it ego? Is it pride? Is it an ism? See, this verse implies that every follower of Christ has the duty through faith, hope, love, and God's insurmountable grace to run this spiritual race and stay focused on Jesus. Think about it this way. In the first century AD, runners trained vigorously. They shed excess pounds and they embraced disciplines and practices. They would enter the stadium, and at the beginning of the race, they would discard the long, colorful robes they were wearing. And then they would run naked. They shed anything and everything that would hinder them from running this race. Can you imagine? I have found out living here that Pensacola is a running city. Can you imagine what it would look like as a first century AD city that loves to run? We would know each other a little bit well sitting here in the church. But see, that's what our faith in action calls us to do. To shed those spaces, those things that hinder us from progress. Our faith in action calls us to look at these great cloud of witnesses, to remember those who have lived by their own faith without seeking nor desiring an audience, those who ran with endurance, those who laid aside the weights, the sin, and they didn't wait to engage in God's work. We are called to run with perseverance, looking at Jesus as the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. So today, this morning, we are being challenged to discard anything we encounter that would hinder us from running this race. Running takes endurance, perseverance, practice, and discipline. And as you know, the writer of Hebrews is not literally inviting us to run a race, but instead calling us to be a faith-filled, disciplined people with grace, joy, and love, fixing our eyes on Jesus, not on Christ. See, the end of the passage talks about Jesus. Jesus in his humanity, Jesus who connected with people, Jesus who bore witness, Jesus to his disciples. He was growing and they were growing in their faith. Jesus who served as a beacon of hope and love, and Jesus who fixed his own eyes on God. Lay aside every weight. Lay aside the sin that ensnares us. See the invisible and be rich toward God. We are called to follow a pioneer, a trailblazer, who is the perfecter and the author and the finisher of our faith. One theologian put it this way: the writer images life as a long distance race. Jesus is the one who runs ahead, sets the pace, and neutralizes the distractions that entice runners to wander off course. Jesus is the one. So as we worship together, as we go out together, hear these words: do not grow weary in doing good. Our challenge is invisible and eternal, to bring people to Christ and Christ to people. Our challenge is invisible yet eternal. Faith has a long memory. Faith looks beyond the immediate and into God's future. And in between, we are being called to act justly, to love mercy, to walk humbly, and be rich toward God. We are to look to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. He endured the cross, disregarded its shame, and he has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Keep your eyes on Jesus, his humanity. How he sat with the hungry, how he endured shame. Keep your eyes on Jesus and lay aside every weight that is heavy, burden, every sin that hinders you from following God. And do not wait to serve God's people with love, perseverance, grace, and endurance. For faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the convictions of things not seen. Our faith in action is laying it aside. So lay it aside and do not pick it back up. Sometimes we like the way our mess feels, but God has already laid the path for us to follow. So let's throw off those robes and run with perseverance and endurance out of our love for an almighty and faithful God. Let us pray. Wow. Lord, you are challenging us to go and to grow deeper, and we thank you. Part of that challenge is reflecting on our own lives and our relationship with you, and we thank you. We thank you for growing us in ways that are unimaginable. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for your word that encourages us. and gives us the strength and the courage that we need to persevere, to endure, to have joy, and to celebrate. Lord, we thank you for being God. For you have said, I am the great I am. May we not grow weary in doing good. And may we see the invisible and know that this is an eternal race. You are calling us to follow our pioneer, our perfecter, our Christ. You're calling us to see Jesus in his humanity, and who he is and who he was to the people, a beacon of hope, a beacon of light. You are calling us. You're calling me. And we thank you. So, Lord, just lead us in this race. Show us those places that we need to lay aside. Those heavy burdens that we need to let go. Show these things to us, Lord, as we come to your altar to pray, as we worship together in song, as we sit with one another, as we think and reflect about what we need to do to follow you. You are an awesome God. You are a worthy God. You are a faithful God. And you are a God filled with grace and love. And we thank you. In Christ's name we do pray. And all of God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. So the altar is open for prayer. Pray for God to show you what you need to leave here and not take back. Pray for in your seats. What you need to leave here and not take back. Let us worship together and know that we are not alone.